Good evening. Back in the early 14th century, and by that I mean 1999, two friends of mine and I were living in a little town in Germany that was very close to the Netherlands. And we had been there for some months and had made a few connections with people in that town in Germany where we could get some pretty crappy weed from time to time. And it became a matter of, do we want to go through the hassle of getting this crappy weed from this shady guy at the backside of this bar, or do we just, like, take a train a couple hours up, cross the border into the Netherlands and find a coffee shop and buy something and take the, admittedly, a risk of bringing it back to Germany to our apartment to get high. And we decided to go ahead and take the train. It's similar to going from Baltimore to Philly. I mean, it's that close. It was that far in the northwest quarter of Germany. And one of these times, when we first heard about this ability to just take the train, go over the border of the Netherlands, cop, come back, the people in Germany who had told us that this was the procedure said, whatever you do, do not take the last train back to Germany. Take an earlier train. So that had been our procedure. We had done this three or four times thus far, and we had finally found this one little bar in this little border town in the Netherlands where we preferred to take our custom. And this one trip, we got there, we got up, it was a beautiful day, shorts, t-shirt, weather was gorgeous. We're like, we're just going to take a couple hours, go to Venlo in the Netherlands. And once we got there and we got to this little bar, the place was so nice and the staff were so nice and there was a pool table and we were drinking beers. And the guy was like, so you guys are here to, you know, buy weed, right? Are you interested in some hash? And he pulled out, you've probably heard people say the term brick of weed before, or brick of hash. Literally. A brick, like that size and weight. I had never seen so much drugs in one object before. It was amazing. And pulls out this big old hunting knife and he's hacking off pieces of it. And so we while away the entire day drinking beers, playing pool, smoking weed, smoking hash, having a grand old time, making friends with the people. And then all of a sudden, it was my job of the three of us to know what the train tables were, to know what the name of the city we were in was, to speak like at least five words of the local language. That was my job in the threesome, whereas my friend Rufus's job was to open doors by being African-American, and my friend Jeff's job was to have a job. And I finally said, guys, we're really in danger of getting the last train home, so we should really go. And when we finally did gather our wits and head back to the train station to get back on the train back to Germany, and I say a train back to Germany, it's actually two trains. You have to take the one train from the town in the Netherlands across the border to Germany where you would have to switch trains to get on the train that would take us to the town where we actually lived. Not a big deal. People do it all the time. So we do finally get to the train station in the town in the Netherlands. We get on the train. Turns out it is the last train. So at this point, we are going through our Rolodex in our mind, and we had heard that as long as the weed isn't actually on you, it's not yours. So we did the whole thing where we get on the train. It's these little cabins in the train where there's like three seats facing three seats and the like little funny sliding door on the one side with the aisle going down the whole length of the train car. And we're sitting in one of these little booths. We're the only ones in there. And it feels like we're the only ones on the whole train because literally there was no one in the train station. Didn't seem like anybody on the train. So we put the weed in the pocket of a jacket and put the jacket up on the luggage rack in the same cabin that we were in. And we're like, okay, that should be fine, right? Fine, no problem. So we go ahead and we start heading back toward Germany. No problem. We've done this a few times before. We get to the train station. I speak too soon. As we cross what we know to be roughly where the border is between the Netherlands and Germany, And this is back before the euro, so, you know, borders kind of mattered a little bit more back then in Europe. The train just comes to a dead stop in the middle of nowhere. And we're sitting in there, and we had been getting high all day, so the paranoia begins to set in. Why aren't we actually moving toward home? And eventually, down the aisle of the train comes these two guys. One of them is wearing the Deutsche Bahn uniform, definitely an employee of the railroad. The other one is just this guy in, like, jeans and a black bomber jacket and a gun. And they open the door to our little cabin and say blah, 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 something in, I don't know, German or Dutch or something. And we're like, And then he finally goes, passports. And he takes a look at our passports. No insignia, no badge, no official anything. Just a guy with a gun. As for our passports. And we hand him over, and he's looking at him. And then he starts asking us questions. And he goes, so where are you coming from? Well, Venlo. Where are you going? My dumbass. Germany. So he grabs my friend Jeff, pulls him out of the cabin, and takes him somewhere. I don't know. So it's just me and Rufus. Because clearly it's one of these where we separate the suspects and try and get them to trip each other up in some kind of lying story situation. And we get the whole pat down. Well, I say the whole pat down thing. I get the pat down. My friend Rufus, the African-American, he gets the pat down inside the underwear, under the balls, the whole nine. Way fucked up. And they do eventually get around to looking at the jacket up in the luggage rack, and they find the weed. And it's the craziest thing. The guy with the gun goes, good night.
I'm not even kidding.
Some guy with a gun took our weed. So Rufus and I are standing there like, all our stuff is out of our pockets, and they have these little tables that pull up out of the window side, and all our passport and our money, and we didn't have phones back then. This was 99. But it was all over the place over there, and we're just standing there and shell-shocked, just like, what just happened? The train eventually starts moving again. Jeff eventually shows up, just as shell-shocked, like, what happened? They took the weed, man. And we're just totally put out by the whole thing. And eventually we get to this train station where we know we have to get off and get on the next train to go back to our town that we live in Germany. And as soon as we get there, I see that there's a train waiting on the track that I know we need to get on to go to our hometown. So I'm like, oh, God, that stop at the border, you know, it's my job to know the train tables. That stop at the border delayed us so much that our train back to our hometown is about to leave. We better run. So we grab all our stuff. We're running. We go down. We get on the train going back to our hometown. We're like, oh, whew. We don't have any weed, but at least we're going to get home tonight. And then the train starts moving back to the Netherlands. I said, and Jeff and Rufus didn't really realize that we were moving back to the Netherlands. So I was like, hey, guys, I got some bad news. We're going the wrong way. And, oh, shit, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I was like, It's okay. We'll just get off at the next stop, and we'll get on the next train going back the right way. No problem. All right, good plan. So we get off the train at the very next stop, some tiny little, I can't even remember the name, tiny little village. It's one of these train stations where there's actually no, like, raised platform. You sort of step off the train, like, down onto the gravel, and there's, like, a level crossing, and you got to, like, walk across the tracks to get over into the village. As soon as we step off the train and it pulls away, all the lights at the train station just shut down. And we're standing in pitch black in an abandoned train station in some tiny village in bumfuck Germany. And we're like, now what? Well, I guess there's a village this way. So we start walking. We're still in shorts. It's like 10:30 at night, and it's starting to get cold. And so we just start walking until we start to see some lights off in the distance. I was like, okay, so clearly there's some activity there. Let's head toward that light. What I didn't realize at the time, and I didn't put two and two together, was that that light was a red light. And we eventually pulled up to what appeared to be some kind of drinking establishment. And we went in, and what I can only describe as the most depressing adult entertainment bar I've ever encountered. There was what my songwriter friend Jeff called Old Lady No Good sitting at the bar. Well, we survived in any case.